Welcome back to Michigan Celebrate Small Business. I'm Jeffrey Mosier, and each spring, I welcome lots of great awardees from across the business community in Michigan. And this time around, reaching out to Charlie Aldis, owner and CRO for Maven IT out of Warren, Michigan, a Michigan 50 Companies to Watch award winner. Charlie, welcome to Michigan Celebrates.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Excellent. So let's start it out. Let's introduce you to the Michigan business community. Tell me about your career path that led to being an owner and a CRO.
I started off in the telecom industry way back in 87 when the government decided to deregulate telecom. And back when there was an actual long distance industry, you had to pay for long distance calls and all that. I actually just joined to make money to pay for college. And ended up being in the telecom industry up until 2018. So a long time. I was made it to executive level. I was an executive for about 22 years in the telecom space. Worked at a multitude of companies, some here in Michigan, moved down to Texas for 15 years, and then came back and finished my telecom career back here in Michigan. From there, I left and started a telecom brokerage and consulting company. And so I was brokering large telecom deals between providers and enterprises and doing consulting for companies like Comcast and Spectrum and things like that. While that was going on, I was reading a Crain's Business article about a company called Smoothie King, who was expanding into Michigan. They had traditionally been in the Southeast. So, you know, these are brick and mortar smoothie places. And the article is about a multi-unit franchisee who bought the exclusive rights to open up Smoothie Kings in Michigan and Ohio. And so I just cold called them, asked if I could help with their telecom procurement. And they said that would be great. We also need help with IT. Okay. So I had an associate I knew from my telecom days that had formed an IT company called Maven IT. His name is Aaron McCarthy. So I brought him in and we did this deal together. They were happy with the work we did for him. Basically, the work was providing, installing, configuring, and setting up all the technology needed to run a brick and mortar location. You know, it's everything that touches the network itself, all that. And they were happy. What they were struggling with before us was having to do all the procurement yourself with all these different providers. So if you walk into any retail or quick restaurant location or any restaurant location, you look around and you see, you know, credit card processing, obviously, and digital signage and telephones and Wi-Fi. And, you know, they have computers in the back and, you know, all those different things and other things as well. And usually the owners have to go and procure all this themselves and it all has to work together. And it's very problematic. So what we did was provided a one-stop shop for all their technology and we managed it and, you know, kept it running and all that and kept it safe. So that worked and they wanted us to do the rest of their locations. They had signed up to do up to 50. So Aaron and I, we had two different companies, we liked the idea. We liked the space. Next thing you know, we're getting more Smoothie King franchisees and getting introduced to franchisees and for other brands and things like that. And so the next like 3-4 deals Aaron and I did, we did together. We decided to combine our companies 50-50. And I took over the sales and marketing side and Aaron runs all the operations and the technical and cybersecurity and all that. So we became, you know, 50-50 partners in Maven IT. And it just kind of took off from there. So after, you know, 35 years working corporate, 22 as an executive, I decided to become an entrepreneur. I wish I'd done it 20 years sooner, to be honest with you. It's been great. Actually, less stressful than being an executive. I enjoyed a lot. So that's the short story or somewhat short story.
Well, there you go. And now you can share the company's history for Maven IT from when you went 50-50 up till now.
Sure. So, you know, like I said, Aaron founded it, ran it for about a year and a half on his own. We started doing deals together. We combined forces, landed that Smoothie King deal. We still are also a managed service provider. Managed service and cybersecurity provider for small, medium businesses as well. So they don't have to be franchise locations. You know, we have law firms, you know, CPA firms, a lot of manufacturing companies, things like that as customers as well. And we do, you know, we expect an IT company to do cybersecurity, you know, support, help desk support, things of that nature, you know, help them manage their Microsoft licenses, all that. So we do both, but we really liked that. We like the franchise space because a couple of things. If you find a multi-unit franchisee, one sale leads to many locations, you know, which is great. And it really seems like an underserved market. A lot of managed IT companies kind of stay away from the franchises because they look at them as like kind of small potatoes. But you kind of, missing the fact that it could be multiple locations, right? And I think one of the other reasons they tend to ignore them is everyone assumes that the franchise brands provide all this stuff when you're a franchisee, and they don't. You know, they might mandate a couple of things like the payment system you're going to use and things like that. But the most part, you're left on your own. You procure everything from your internet to, you know, someone to install your low voltage cabling, which is your actual physical network. And then everything that connects to it, like the things I mentioned, like security cameras and, you know, phones and all that type of thing. So it's a nice space for us because there's a lot of need and it's very underserved. And there's not a lot of other companies like us going after it. So we really, you know, dug the niche and started going after it pretty heavy. You know, really, to make a long story short, that was in 2000. We joined forces in 2019. And so now 2024, we have customers in 32 states managing about 1,100 locations. So it's gone really well. I am the only salesperson today, though that's changing. So we have recently just decided, we put together an expansion plan about a year ago, started shopping around for some financing, some funding, turned down multiple offers, kind of realized we didn't really want to take on another partner. Aaron and I, you know, we kind of work well together, and just, you know, more partners, more problems generally. So we're debt averse, like, you know, we paid off our SBA loan, you know, quickly, but we started thinking, you know, maybe our aversion to debt is kind of holding us back a little bit. So we, you know, went back out into the debt market, and we're actually working with the SBA again to get a line of credit to finance this expansion. And that's, you know, after a year of, you know, kicking the ball around, we finally decided how we're going to go after it. So that funding is coming in. We're planning on hiring, you know, 6 to 8 salespeople across the country. And then, of course, the support that goes behind that. We just brought on someone to manage our customer base. So we call it the position director of client loyalty, but it's an account management plus type position. So we're now in the middle of this expansion, kind of, I guess you'd call it Maven IT 3.0, you know, with us merging being 2.0. And, you know, we're excited about the possibilities, really looking forward to attacking this, you know, really amazing franchisee space that, you know, it's just humongous and it's underserved. And we feel like we've figured it out. So now we're ready, you know, we feel like the last 4 years have been kind of proof of concept. And now we're ready to, you know, throw some money at it and really go after it heavy. So that's where we're at today, is right, you know, ready to expand and, you know, right on the precipice of that happening. So
super. And so what are the specific scope of services for managed IT care in 2024, especially if they've evolved over those 4 or 5 years?
Yep. Well, first of all, everyone knows about cybersecurity because it's in the news all the time and just getting to be a bigger and bigger issue. You know, so we are a cybersecurity experts in with a partner that, you know, does more real deep cybersecurity for us, you know, threat management, all that. But, you know, so that cybersecurity is wrapped around everything we do. But if you think about managed technology, again, if you, you know, think about walking into a brick and mortar location, we always talk about it kind of for the outside in. So walk it in, think about the outside, it's the internet. Everyone has to have internet. You're not going to run a business without it. So we're an internet broker. So, you know, we're obviously not an internet company, but we will broker an internet deal. And what we really do in that is we curate a solution that is a perfect fit for the customer. You know, the right product, the right speed with the right provider, you know, and then we usually get access to rates and discounts and promotions not available to the general public. So when we procure internet for somebody, we generally save them about 20 to 30% than what they do with them, you know, how they do it themselves. And we can also think, you know, more creative things like a failover solution. So if the main internet connection goes down, auto fails over to another connection, so you can still process credit cards and all that. So that's number one. That's not our key business, but it is, you know, and we actually provide that brokerage service for free to our customers. And it helps us manage, especially when they're opening a new location, kind of helps us manage the project better. I think you've all dealt with internet companies, not always the best customer service, you know, so we kind of carry that burden for them. And then when you come again from the outside in, you come in and you actually have the physical network, what we call it, low voltage cabling, which is, you know, when you plug in your computer with the blue cord into the wall, you know, behind that wall, you know, all this cabling that goes back to a patch panel that goes back to some network equipment. So we'll do all that, do that installation. We're very OCD about the installation, very nice, clean installations. Everything's labeled, you know, we do a professional job, you know, and then we say it's everything that touches the network and the network itself. So we address the network, then everything that touches it. Again, we talk about point of sale systems, you know, which is the credit card processing. Telephones, we're a nationwide telecom provider. And, you know, Aaron and I both have deep experience in the telecom industry. So that's something we bring to the table. Security cameras. So we have really nice security camera offerings that we right size it for the business. and, you know, provide us a system so you can actually view it remotely from your laptop, from your cell phone, you know, things of that nature. Store the footage for at least 30 days that, you know, for liability purposes and all that. And we're actually working on a solution that'll store it much longer than that. Digital signage. So when you walk into, let's say, a restaurant or retail location and you see kind of a big TV on the wall and it's doing advertising or menus or showing promotions or all that type of thing, we can provide an installed digital signage. Let me keep going here. Manage Wi-Fi, you know, so we really, from a security standpoint, we don't recommend you use the normal run-of-the-mill Wi-Fi that comes from the modem. Any hacker, any hobbyist hacker can break into those things. So we'll do a managed Wi-Fi solution that not only keeps it safe, but also it can manage the traffic going over that. So, you know, things don't get slowed down. Let me think, there's so many. Oh, door systems. So, you know, everyone's walked into like office buildings or other buildings where you got to scan something for the door systems. Our door system actually uses people's mobile phone as their access card. So okay. We can easily shut off or turn on access for somebody pretty quickly. And the owners can manage it also from a portal and we can help them with that. So let's say they add a new employee that they want, you know, to have access before business hours, we can set it up that way. And then of course they can track all the people that come in and out. That's the majority of it. You know, there's other stuff. We manage email licenses and email systems. You know, we do data backup. I mean, anything that's IT related that keeps you functional and running. What we don't do is we're not developers. We don't build apps. Sure. We don't write software. We kind of always refer to it as kind of like the non-sexy side of IT, if there is a sexy side to IT. You know, so we're kind of the behind the curtain guys that, you know, keep things safe, keep things running.
Perfect. So 32 states and getting a sales force that'll expand that from beyond. So that answers that next question I was going to ask about whether you're Michigan across the U.S. or gone international. So before being nominated and now winning a Michigan 50 Companies to Watch award, were you familiar with Michigan Celebrate Small Business?
Yeah, I would say nominally familiar. You know, like a lot of people that come to work every day, I read, you know, I got my news feeds in the morning and, you know, I've read about it. Didn't know as much as I know now, you know, the backing behind it and the history. But yeah, and, you know, being a Michigan company and being a guy that left Michigan and came back, I grew up in Detroit. I'm a big fan of Detroit, Michigan, and, you know, Detroit and Michigan and all that. So I read a lot of Michigan news. I've heard of it, you know, along with, you know, other Michigan type, you know, associations that are involved in promoting Michigan business. So yeah, I've heard of it a little bit.
Yeah. And you mentioned the SBA loans. So you've leveraged SBA services. Have you leaned upon SBAM, MEDC, SBDC, Michigan Business Network, or the Edward Lowe Foundation along the way?
I have not leveraged it, but we do have business partners, particularly people, our cybersecurity partner I know has been deeply involved with MEDC and some of the organizations. So yeah, Michigan does a really good job at promoting small business. You know, I lived in Texas 15 years and everyone raves about what a great business environment Texas is, but I think Michigan takes care of its own. Mm-hmm. And I'm just such a pro-Michigan guy in general. I'm just glad to be back and be part of the community. So
tremendous. So what does winning this award mean for your company?
One, it was really nice and it is validating that, you know, we're doing things the right way. I mean, one thing we and I haven't talked about, we really take pride in is our culture. You know, we come from the telecom space, Aaron and I both, and the telecom industry is notoriously nasty. It's highly competitive, which, you know, leads to a lot of things, and it's now commoditized. And just, you know, generally speaking, most of the telecom industry is not a great place to work. So we've seen the wrong way to do it. One thing it was really important to us, we established a very positive, very, you know, supportive culture, you know, and that came into winning this award, I believe, for us. You know, we talked about that a lot when we, you know, submitted our information. And, you know, that, again, it was a validation, one, that we did a good job finding a nice niche, you know, capitalizing on that niche, but also running a good company that does good things for people too, you know, and our employees and all that. So it was nice. It's validation. You know, it's good to have that recognition.
Great. So are you and some of the team planning on attending the May 21st Gala celebration in East Lansing?
Absolutely. Aaron and I both will be there. You know, we wouldn't miss it for the world. And we're really looking forward to it. It looks like a great time. I don't own a tux, so I won't be wearing a tuxedo, but I will be wearing a suit, which is, you can see me here, I'm wearing a t-shirt. That's one of the great things about owning your own business, by the way, is you can wear what you want.
Sure.
But I will show up dressed appropriately, but not overly dressed up. So
there you go. Well, if someone hearing this would like to know more about your company, how might they do so? What's that contact information?
Well, the best way, obviously, is our website, and that's mavenitinc.com. So mavenitinc.com. There's links to connect to us there, but also anyone can reach me at caldis@mavenitinc.com. So that's caldis@mavenitinc.com. And I'll give out my desk phone number as well, 248-781-4703. You know, as I mentioned, I still do all the sales. Hopefully that's changing soon, but I answer my phone when it rings and I answer emails within 24 hours. So.
Excellent. Well, Charlie, thank you so much for spending some time with Michigan Celebrates today.
Thank you. It was really great talking to you.
Excellent. Once again, Charlie Aldis is owner, CRO for Maven IT, Warren, Michigan, a Michigan 50 Companies to Watch award-winning company for the 2024 cycle of Michigan Celebrates Small Business. We'll be back with more Michigan Celebrates Small Business on the Michigan Business Network.